10 a.m. W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Democratic National Convention. I'm Chuck Sievertson.
This city of hard work and caring people is where Democrats will celebrate President Joe Biden and nominate Kamala Harris for President of the United States of America.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson welcoming delegates to the convention. President Biden to speak later tonight. Outside the outer security perimeter around the convention site, the United Center, seeing pro-Palestinian protesters break through part of the perimeter, ABC's Matt Gutman.
Riot police squeezing them on both sides at this point. And you can hear screaming behind me, and there have been projectiles, placards, water bottles thrown at those riot police.
Several arrests of protesters made. Talking about immigration, his story of coming from Peru, of struggling and hard work, California Congressman Robert Garcia tonight. This is ABC News. A Texas jury is deciding if the parents of an accused school shooter are responsible for financial damages.
Galveston jurors resuming deliberations today on whether the parents of Demetrios Pogorchis, accused of killing 10 people in a 2018 school shooting, should be held financially liable. Victims' families seek over $1 million, arguing the parents failed to address their son's mental health and secure their firearms. The defense insists the shooting wasn't foreseeable. The case echoes the recent sentencing of Michigan parents James and Jennifer Crumbly in a similar tragedy, though Pogorchi's parents face no criminal charges. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The capital murder case against him has been on hold since 2019 when he was declared incompetent to stand trial. He's being held at a state mental health facility. U.S. and South Korea kicked off military exercises today. Drills include computer simulations and field exercises. North Korea's government accusing the U.S. and South Korea of practicing for an invasion. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The four men accused of killing Devontae Mitchell outside a Milwaukee hotel will stand trial for murder. According to the criminal complaint, two security guards, a bellhop, and a front desk worker pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. They're each charged with being party to a felony murder and could face up to 15 years and 9 months in prison. In a hearing Monday, all four were bound over for trial. They're expected to enter pleas on Thursday. And Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz are headed to Wisconsin Tuesday. They'll host a rally at Fiserv Forum. These rallies have become big, energetic events, so you can expect a lot of people in the Deer District area. Walz at the Democratic National Convention Monday.
Just came from the Wisconsin breakfast, and the blue wall is solid, people. The blue wall is solid.
Civic Media will have special coverage all week from Chicago. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers lose to the Broncos. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Broncos beating the Packers 27-2 last night. Denver played many of their starters the first half. The only points for Green Bay came when Packers defensive end Zach Morton sacked Denver's third-string quarterback Zach Wilson in the end zone. Matt LaFleur.
I thought our defense competed much harder in the second half, and we just didn't have as many busts. There were still a couple out there, and we had some situations where we had their offense in third and long and gave up big completions, so that's an area area that we got to get better at.
So the Packers have the day off before returning to the practice field tomorrow. Baseball, the Brewers with a 2-0 shutout to complete a 3-game sweep of the Guardians at AmFam Field. Milwaukee now 72-52 for the season, 20 games above 500. Even though Christian Yelich is now out for the season after having back surgery, manager Pat Murphy.
Because of guys like Yelly, they've built a culture in there that says, okay, let's win tonight somehow, whatever we got to do.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight, low upper 40s. And mostly sunny as we look into tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Pleasant day. A few more clouds around on Wednesday, again mid-70s. A chance of rain later Thursday. High upper 70s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We're live on location for the Democratic National Convention here at the United Center in Chicago. Great guest, Trigvi Olsen with the Lincoln Project and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Aaron.
You're tuned in to the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute, coming to you live from the Democratic National Convention at the United Center, anchoring our primetime DNC coverage on WCPT 820, where the big name speeches take center stage.
Welcome back. Live DNC coverage right here on WCPT 820 AM, KTNF 950 AM in Minneapolis and across the Civic Media Network, great state of Wisconsin. And we've been joined right here at the table by WCPT's own Patty Vasquez.
Nice. Thank you very much.
How you doing, Patty?
I feel like someone corrected you, and that's why.
I was corrected.
Very specific. I don't know if you know this, Patty, but Crudy is known for butchering last names.
I listen to you every night when I'm cooking dinner and doing dishes. So I was laughing when I heard it. I'm like, well, here, look, everyone's trying to work out with Kamala.
Right.
Although some people, as long as you don't say, I don't care, I'm going to say it any way I want, you at least are respectful and ask. And if you forget, I don't mind. At least you were invested in wondering and giving someone respect is all.
Here forward, you're Patty. Just Patty.
Patty V.
Patty
you
works.
Can, you
Patty
can call
V
me
works.
Crudy.
Is it Crudy?
No, but you can call me whatever you want to.
It's technically Michael Crute, but it's always been Crudy.
Oh, well, you call him Crudy, right?
Yeah, man. We went to
From
college
like the,
together.
The Rudy movie, just throw a C in there and cheer loudly when you say it.
So now I know. I will now give you the same respect and call you Mike Crute.
Crudy.
Crudy.
Crudy. I love it.
Patty, Chicago.
Yes.
This town parties, and this town knows how to host a party, and this DNC is lit up, 50,000 plus delegates here. Patty, what's it feel like coming to your hometown?
I have never been to a convention before. And, I believe it's our 26th or 28th. It's in the high 20s of how many conventions we've had. The last one we had was in 1996, and I was in my young 20s and not as invested as I am now. I mean, and I became invested before Trump even took hold of the imagination of racists and fascists and people who just don't like black and brown people, whatever. I'm excited more than I thought I would be, right? Because we were heading into a convention where people were really trying to work hard to be excited about the campaign. Even if you were all invested and all in on Joe, it's still kind of like we're fighting with each other.
Tough,
we're trying to convince each other. Here, I mean, you've got a lot of excitement. Yes, we have protesters, and maybe my son is also out there, hopefully not breaking through that fence. I told him he's going to have a lawyer's number on hand. But so you can see where
good
I
advice,
come from.
Mom.
We actually dropped him off at the train. I'm like, have fun protesting, sweetie. Don't get arrested.
Have fun storming a castle.
Exactly.
Are you the first call your son will call when he gets inevitably thrown in jail later this evening for protesting?
I was traveling earlier this year during the protests on college campuses. I was in Los Angeles when the UCLA students were protesting and they were shooting rubber bullets at them. That night he messaged me and said, hey, would it be a big problem if I got arrested tonight? Because he goes to UChicago. So they were protesting. They had their encampment. I'm like, your father's got a lot on his hands right now, and I'm out of town. Maybe,
maybe not get arrested.
Maybe hang back a little bit.
The right time to get arrested is now.
Mom's here. I'm the closest I'm ever going to be. This is I'm in the neighborhood.
What about this concept? Obviously, Chicago had a history of bad protests, 1968.
Sure. That's what makes me nervous. Yeah.
It makes us all a little bit nervous because they didn't bring it to Milwaukee. I mean, the Palestinian protesters were not in Milwaukee in any sort of significant force. There was barely a protest action. They were so far away from the Fiserv Forum, you wouldn't have known if they were protesting. Yeah. So why do they bring it to the Democrats?
Well, the answer I get, and not necessarily from my son, is that because it's the Democrats that are, you know, the president is a Democrat who is making the decisions, spending the money on weapons. But I agree with you. So are Republican legislators making similar decisions, and their voters and their base. Like, protest them. Let them know that you're upset with them, too. Not just the powers that be, but the hearts and minds. But you know, hearts and minds are not going to be won over by stopping traffic, blocking people from their flights. It's hard, because I support the right to protest and the First Amendment.
Sure.
I've been a protester. Not at this scale, and never really, at the threat of arrest. But they would say that it's because, and I think it's because Democrats are more likely to move in a direction that will speak to them. Oh, who do we have?
Good evening.
Kamala Harris on the stage.
It's so good to be with everyone this evening in this hall.
Surprise.
And everyone at home. This is going to be a great week. And I want to kick us off by celebrating our incredible President Joe Biden, who will be speaking later tonight. Joe, thank you for your historic leadership, for your lifetime of service to our nation, and for all you will continue to do. We are forever grateful to you. Thank you, Joe. And looking out at everyone tonight, I see the beauty of our great nation, people from every corner of our country and every walk of life are here, united by our shared vision for the future of our country. And this November, we will come together and declare with one voice, as one people, we are moving forward. With optimism, hope, and faith, so guided by our love of country, knowing we all have so much more in common than what separates us, let us fight for the ideals we hold dear, and let us always remember, when we fight, we win. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Good night, everyone.
Folks, you are listening to Special DNC coverage here at the United Center. Kamala Harris, the nominee, taking the stage on Monday night. Patty Vasquez here with us from WCPT. Patty, it's not supposed to happen like that.
I know. Well, nothing is normal about this entire election season. But we knew, I think that she wanted to be here tonight for his speech. I think I'd heard that she was going to be here. I heard that she might be on stage. And I think it's part of that gratitude. It's part of, you know, why he chose her was because of making gestures like this are incredibly important to him. I was talking about this the other day. I don't know if you saw that speech he gave when they were talking about the prescription medications last week.
Last Thursday, I believe, they gave that speech. And he joined her on the stage. I was happy to see her campaigning with Joe Biden.
Right. And he said, you know, when I first got elected, they told me I was too young to get things done, and now they're telling me I'm too old. But in between, we got a lot done. And I think that, you know, showing this kind of respect and admiration is incredible. And I'm thrilled that she was here for that.
Yeah, that was great. You know, I really, one of the things that struck me with about the relationship between the president and the vice president, when he was on the phone with her, when she first decided that this was a thing, I forget what the circumstances around that phone call were, but he was on the speakerphone, and he's saying to her, love you, kid. You know, love your kid. And it felt, I mean, you know, we're presented with so much.
Yeah, I agree.
So much. And it just felt, and I'm a cynical guy, Patty, it just felt genuine. It felt like there
you're
was
You're cynical?
I know.
I never noticed.
Do we want to hear Tony Goldwyn? Do we, the President of the United States on Scandal. No one wants to hear from the President.
But between two very different futures, we will hear from everyday Americans about what is truly at stake in this campaign. The future of our middle class.
Actor.
The future
director,
of reproductive
Tony Goldwyn.
Rights.
Yes.
I'm completely unfamiliar. Where's my
our security,
pop
our
cultural
schools,
sensibilities here?
The future
Ghost.
Of our freedom.
So he plays kind of, spoiler
the future
alert, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen
of
Ghost
our very democracy.
Goldberg,
oh,
he
that's
ends up
right.
being the bad guy.
We will
yes,
see
that's
the vision
right.
of our nominee.
That's a deep cut.
It is a vision
is a
of stability, security,
but he's
and
the
opportunity
family.
For everyday
I mean,
Americans
in,
where we continue
Hollywood.
To grow
well,
this
sir.
Economy.
I'm Jim.
Yeah. And his mother, I believe it was his uterine cancer.
Children,
he's very involved in women's health and cancer research.
Civil rights. It is a future where, instead of scoffing at allies and fawning over dictators, our president stands up for our friends, faces down our adversaries, and American democracy remains a beacon of hope and inspires the world to take on our biggest challenges together. We'll learn the story of a leader who has dedicated her life to doing the work of making good on the promise of America. A leader who understands the middle class because she grew up in the middle class. A leader who has taken on powerful interests at every step of her career and fought for the rights and freedoms of all of us. And then, of course, we will hear again from the Democratic nominee herself, the next president of the United States of America, Kamala Harris.
You're listening to special DNC coverage right here on WCPT, KTNF, and Civic Media.
It is a message that's joyful, not mean-spirited. A message of public service, not self-service. A message of optimism and opportunity, not chaos and division. A message that has woken us up to who we are, to who we've always been. Because Americans are not a cynical people.
Dumb
we are not
small-minded.
And whether we realize it right now or not, we are currently already writing a new chapter of the American story. And we can dream as big as we want. So I just want to ask you, are you excited? Yeah? Well, good. Are you ready? Okay. Well, then I challenge you to make this the moment you get off the sidelines and into the game. So I want you to text JOIN to 30330 and get involved. Because when we fight, what happens?
We win.
We win. And we are going to win this thing together. And while we're doing it, we are going to have a whole lot of fun. So let's get started.
Folks.
Go ahead, you go.
I was just going to say, DNC coverage on WCPT, sponsored by Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile, better for all people and the planet, and Fazio Insurance. In Will and DuPage counties, contact Fazio Insurance, 815-727-2611, or FazioInsurance.com. We've got Patty Vasquez, we've got Dominic Salvia, and me, Mike Crute, from the Devils Advocates. And Patty, they're showing Bulls highlights.
I know, I was like, what is that?
Michael Jordan!
Oh,
with
Steve
your dagger.
Steve Kerr's gonna speak. Oh, I'm happy about that.
Have you ever heard Steve Kerr tell the story about that final shot he took in that Bulls?
No.
Here it comes.
As you guys know, a lot of good stuff has happened in this building.
Olympic gold medal basketball coach,
especially
Steve
in
Kerr,
the 90s.
Former Bull.
You young people, Google
the
Michael Jordan and you can read all about it. So there was an amazing vibe in this building back in those days, and I feel that same winning spirit here tonight. So the last time I was in a packed basketball arena was in Paris, France. 9 days ago, some of the best players on earth, 12 incredible American men, came together to win Olympic gold. And the next night, I was back in that same building watching 12 more of the best players on earth, our incredible American women, do the same thing. And I cannot think of a better metaphor for what this country is all about than the way Team USA came together at the Olympics. We had players from across our wonderful country, players who have trained and fought relentlessly, shed tears trying to beat one another throughout their careers, joining forces to wear the red, white, and blue. And when we won, the American flag raised to the rafters, the national anthem playing, gold medals draped around the necks of our players whose hands were held over their hearts, it was the proudest moment of my life. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I could never have imagined that a few days later I would receive an invitation to step into a different kind of arena. And so here I am. I know very well that speaking out about politics these days comes with risks. I can see the shut up and whistle tweets being fired off as we speak. But I also knew as soon as I was asked that it was too important as an American citizen not to speak up in an election of this magnitude. The reason I said yes to speaking here tonight is that as a coach and former player, as a husband, a son, a father, even a grandfather, and as an American, I believe in a certain kind of leadership. I believe that leaders must display dignity. I believe that leaders must tell the truth. I believe that leaders should be able to laugh at themselves. I believe leaders must care for and love the people they are leading. I believe leaders must possess knowledge and expertise, but with the full awareness that none of us has all the answers. And in fact, some of the best answers often come from members of the team. And if you look for those qualities in your friends or your boss or an employee or your child's teacher or your mayor, then shouldn't you want those same qualities in your president? And when you think about it that way, this is no contest. With Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, I see all those qualities. They have devoted their lives to serving other people. Whether Vice President Harris was defending her community in the courtroom, or Governor Walz was inspiring the next generation in the classroom, or on the field, for that matter. By the way, coach to coach, that guy's awesome. Although, I have to say, Coach Walz, way too much reliance on the blitz in 99 against Mankato East. You had a strong defensive line. I would have played more press coverage with your corners and then dropped the safeties into a Tampa 2. That's just me.
Some coaching advice from Steve Kerr.
I wanted you to know
Walz.
How I feel every day of the
Coach
NBA
Walz.
Season. All right. But listen, the joy, the compassion, the commitment to our country that we saw at the Olympics, that is what Kamala Harris and Tim Walz have. And it is what our country needs. Leadership, real leadership. Not the kind that seeks to divide us, but the kind that recognizes and celebrates our common purpose. Think about what our team achieved with 12 Americans in Paris, putting aside rivalries to represent our country. Now imagine what we could do with all 330 million of us playing on the same team. Not as Democrats, not as Republicans, not as Libertarians, but as Americans who know the greatness of this nation doesn't come from any one of us, but from each of us doing our part to build a more perfect union. That vision is what this campaign is all about. It's why I'm here tonight. And it's why I'll be getting out every day to help people get out and vote on November 5th and elect Kamala Harris and Tim Walz as the next president and vice president of the United States. And after the results are tallied that night, we can, in the words of the great Steph Curry, we can tell Donald Trump, night, night. Thank you.
USA gold medal winning coach Steve Kerr, former Chicago Bull, well known in this city. He just spoke at the DNC, Dom. Getting a little political tonight. Looks good for a grandpa.
Oh, he's fantastic. Love the advice to Coach Walz on what he would have done against what, Mankato?
Little Tampa, too. Mankato East. Yeah. In the 1999 state championship game, you know, Tim Walz coached a state champion. I wish I'd have had Tim Walz.
Did you go to state, Crudy? You went to state football championship.
Yeah, came up short, though. Yeah. Didn't beat Mankato East. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates live DNC coverage. Many more big speeches tonight right here from the United Center. And we are expecting AOC to come to the stage very, very soon. Hillary Clinton still to speak tonight. Dr. Jill Biden going to give her speech. And, of course, Joe Biden. And perhaps a surprise this evening, Kamala Harris, the nominee wearing, look like a beige brown suede sport coat, came out to the stage. That might not have been suede, but yeah. It was beautiful.
Is could that be velvet.
Cashmere. Matt, I suspect, has probably got a better eye for fashion than either Dom or I. But when I saw people scrambling, and we're adjacent to the bowl, we're probably 100 yards away, and people came flying through here. And I'm thinking, what's going on?
Why is everybody running?
Well, Kamala Harris was taking the stage. And this, a little bit of an unusual step. Obviously, Donald Trump made himself a big part of the RNC in 2016. But Democrats don't normally come out there and say anything. The nominee normally does not. But this has not been a normal elective cycle. Obviously, Joe Biden passing the baton to Kamala Harris in the middle of the campaign. Sean Fain, the head of UAW, coming to the podium right now. Let's dip in. Let's listen to this speech. He spoke to the RNC. Now, UAW President Sean Fain speaking to the DNC.
On behalf of 1 million active and retired members of the UAW, I am honored to support Kamala Harris and Tim Walz to be our next president and vice president. And I want to say thank you to Joe Biden for making history by walking the picket line with the UAW. For the UAW and for working class people everywhere, this election comes down to one question.
Welcome back to the United Center. Sean Fain speaking to the DNC audience. We're going to take a short break right now because we're clearing the decks. AOC coming, Hillary Clinton coming, Dr. Joe Biden coming, and of course, President Joe Biden, all scheduled to speak still this evening. You're listening to special live coverage, DNC on WCPT, 820 AM, 950 AM, KTNF, and across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. More live from the DNC. We'll be right back.
Joan Esposito live.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM, WBZH.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Democratic National Convention. I'm Chuck Sievertson.
This city of hard work and caring people is where Democrats will celebrate President Joe Biden and nominate Kamala Harris for President of the United States of America.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson welcoming delegates to the convention. President Biden to speak later tonight. Outside the outer security perimeter around the convention site, the United Center, seeing pro-Palestinian protesters break through part of the perimeter, ABC's Matt Gutman.
Riot police squeezing them on both sides at this point. And you can hear screaming behind me, and there have been projectiles, placards, water bottles thrown at those riot police.
Several arrests of protesters made. Talking about immigration, his story of coming from Peru of struggling and hard work, California Congressman Robert Garcia tonight. This is ABC News.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Alball.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. UW System President Jay Rothman is ready to submit his budget request that he says would bring Wisconsin up to the middle. Our public universities rank 43rd in the nation when it comes to how much funding they get from their state. Meanwhile, Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, and Minnesota, all the states that border Wisconsin, all rank in the top 10. And the plan for a new Wisconsin Veterans Museum hits a road bump. Earlier this month, the state approved $9 million to buy the current property on the Capitol Square with plans to build a new museum. Well, now, according to the Wisconsin State Journal, the owners say the building isn't for sale. They say the state was late paying rent last fall and forfeited their right to purchase the property. But the Veterans Museum disputes that. They say one payment was late because of a processing problem, which was immediately rectified. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs has leased space there for more than 30 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway and Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight, low upper 40s. And mostly sunny as we look into tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Pleasant day. A few more clouds around on Wednesday, again mid-70s. A chance of rain later Thursday. High upper 70s. Currently at 68.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Let's go to Lance on Conemaugh.
I met Kamala, and she's super intelligent. She will select people who are competent in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for the Devil's Advocates. We're here in Chicago. The DNC is the occasion. All the political stars will join us at the table. Devil's Advocates, you gotta listen.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
President, he's at the podium. Let's play it for the people.
Stand up and hold corporate America accountable. And when the UAW stands up, we know who stands with us and who stands against us. Donald Trump laughs about firing workers who go on strike. and Kamala Harris stand shoulder to shoulder with workers when they're on strike. And that's the difference between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump the scab. Trump is pushing divide and conquer tactics of the rich. It's the oldest trick in the book. They want to blame the frustrations of working class people. They want to take those frustrations, they want to blame it on race. They want to blame it on LGBTQ plus people. They want to blame it on some destitute and desperate person at the border. They do that because they want working class people to be divided and to focus and keep the focus off the one true enemy, corporate greed. The rich think we're stupid, but working class Americans see this for what it is. This is our generation's defining moment. So I have a question for you. Are you ready to stand up, speak up, and show up and put Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in the White House? We need a defender of the working class in the White House. Someone who is one of us and someone who knows how to fight. And that fighter is the next president of the United States, Kamala Harris. Thank you.
That was UAW President Sean Fain. And he's wearing a shirt, bright red.
Please welcome
says,
New York.
Trump is a scab. And then it says, vote Harris underneath. Devil's Advocates on Mike Ruth. That's Dominic Salvia, Petty Vasquez, right here from WCPT. We're giving you all the important speeches, live coverage from the DNC, from the United Center. Who's coming to the stage now? AOC coming to the stage. Let's play it.
Thank you, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, for your vision. Thank you. Thank you, Chicago, for your energy. Thank you, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, for your vision. And thank you, Joe Biden, for your leadership. You know, 6 years ago, I was taking omelet orders as a waitress in New York City. I didn't have health insurance. My family was fighting off foreclosure, and we were struggling with bills after my dad passed away unexpectedly from cancer. Like millions of Americans, we were just looking for an honest shake. And we were tired of a cynical politics that seemed blind to the realities of working people. It was then, only through the miracles of democracy and community, that the good people of the Bronx and Queens chose someone like me to elect them in Congress. And America, in my heart, I know from that same cloth of hope and aspiration, we will also elect Kamala Harris and Tim Walz as President and Vice President of the United States of America. I am here tonight because America has before us a rare and precious opportunity. In Kamala Harris, we have a chance to elect a president who is for the middle class because she is from the middle class. She understands the urgency of rent checks and groceries and prescriptions. She is as committed to our reproductive and civil rights as she is to taking on corporate greed. And she is working tirelessly to secure a ceasefire in Gaza and bringing hostages home. In Kamala Harris, I see a leader who understands. I see a leader with a real commitment to a better future for working families. And Chicago, we have to help her win. Because we know that Donald Trump would sell this country for a dollar if it meant lining his own pockets and greasing the palms of his Wall Street friends. And I, for one, am tired of hearing about how a two-bit union buster thinks of himself as more of a patriot than the woman who fights every single day to lift working people out from under the boots of greed, trampling on our way of life. The truth is, Don, you cannot love this country if you only fight for the wealthy and big business. To love this country is to fight for its people, all people, working people, everyday Americans like bartenders and factory workers and fast food cashiers who punch a clock and are on their feet all day in some of the toughest jobs out there. You know, ever since I got elected, Republicans have attacked me by saying that I should go back to bartending. But let me tell you, I'm happy to any day of the week because there is nothing wrong with working for a living. Imagine having leaders in the White House who understand that. Leaders like Kamala and Tim. But Chicago, just because the choice is clear to us does not mean that the path will be easy. Over the next 78 days, we will have to pour every ounce, every minute, every moment into making history on November 5th. But we cannot send Kamala and Tim to the White House alone. Together, we must also elect strong Democratic majorities in the House and in the Senate so that we can deliver on an ambitious agenda for the people. Because if you are a working parent trying to afford rent and childcare, Kamala is for you. If you are a senior who had to go back to work because your retirement didn't stretch far enough, Kamala is for you. If you're an immigrant family just starting your American story, Kamala is for you. America, when we knock on our neighbor's door, organize our communities, and elect Kamala Harris to the presidency on November 5th, we will send a loud message that the people of this nation will not go back. We choose a new path and open the door to a new day, one that is for the people and by the people. Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless. God bless you all.
Welcome back to Chicago, the DNC at the United Center, AOC, lighting them up. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, one of the rising stars of the Democratic Party, the congresswoman, and we kid, we are the Devil's Advocates. I'm Mike Krug, my longtime friend and college roommate, Dominic Salvia. Dom, we gesticulate quite a bit. But that girl, she talks with her hands.
She's excited. She's talking with her hands. She's talking with her body. And the words that she is saying, they resonate. 78 days. I loved that she used to bartend. You know, she tells the story. All the Republicans tell me, go back to bartending. I have no problem doing it. I'd love to do that. There's nothing wrong with working for a living, Crudy. I know, you know, I've slung a few drinks in my life. I can appreciate that. Again, talking about speaking to people where they're at, it seems like the real deal to me, man.
Now, there are going to be some personal reminiscences about Kamala Harris. I think we'll continue with our commentary, Dom, for the Dow's sake. You're listening to very special DNC coverage right here on WCPT. We're getting ready for Hillary Rodham Clinton. She is the next big speaker coming up on this evening. And also, we've got Dr. Jill Biden, and I did get from the White House press corps, Dom, the motorcade is rolling to the DNC. Joe Biden's on his way to the party. He will be the crescendo of the evening.
President is on the road.
Honoring the POTUS, honoring Joe Biden. So we'll look forward to that and all the big speeches coming up. This has obviously been a great night. Kamala Harris already took the stage earlier to acknowledge Joe. Her husband, Doug Emhoff, the second gentleman, is sitting in the box with Tim Walz and his wife, I believe her name Gwen. She's a teacher, much like Coach Walz. And this is just the beginning, Don. This is Monday night. They build up each and every night. Tomorrow night, unusual circumstance. Kamala Harris is going to be in Milwaukee with Tim Walz. And they're going to do like a simulcast rally thing going on.
We'll find out.
And it's interesting. They're doing some historical video of Kamala Harris, young Kamala in pigtails. Do you know part of her history is growing up in Madison, Wisconsin, same town I grew up in? Kamala's got history in Wisconsin. She had lived in multiple places, but part of her history involves Wisconsin. And the fact that that is such a crucial swing state that she needs to win, I think, is being played up in some of the political ads, the imaging they're doing of Kamala Harris. They want to make sure they include some Wisconsin scenes in there from her childhood because, you know, anything,
anything
that helps turn
out
the voters
absolutely.
In the Badger state would be a good thing for her. Obviously, Tim Walz, the selection of the governor of Minnesota as her running mate, just shows the importance of the entire Midwest. The entire Midwest, and especially, and no offense to our friends listening in Illinois, but this state's sort of a foregone conclusion. But the most important
Midwestern not up for grabs. States, you know, I heard Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin say he'd like to see, you know, Trump show up in Milwaukee. Maybe not Chicago because, you know, really much of a chance here, but he thinks perhaps Trump has a chance in Milwaukee again, referencing the vice president's rally there tomorrow night.
Well, as Ron Johnson did point out earlier today, when questioned by a fine reporter from Bloomberg seated next to me, why should black voters consider Donald Trump? Why, of course, according to Ron Johnson, because the Republicans are the party of Lincoln.
They ended slavery. He didn't come back with that's such a nasty question. And he didn't come back with you never even said hello or good afternoon to me. He didn't pull the Trump at the Black Journalists Association kind of move. I mean, that's what they have. And I think it's a question that still should be asked of every single Republican all the time. Are the things that Donald Trump has said about the black community? He said, oh, I've done more for the black community. I love the black community. I love black people. I've done more for black people than Lincoln. I didn't hear Ron Johnson saying that today, but, you know, Trump in his mind, he believes that.
DNC coverage from Chicago, WCPT, our host city. I guess we're broadcasting. We're originating on WCPT 820 AM. We're also playing out on KTNF 950 AM and the Civic Media Network across the great state of Wisconsin. And we should mention DNC coverage on WCPT is sponsored by Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile, better for all people and the planet. And Fazio Insurance in Will and DuPage counties. Contact Fazio Insurance. I don't know who this Fazio company is, but Fazio Insurance.
Yeah, thank you, Fazio.
At 815-727-2611, FazioInsurance.com. That's F-A-Z-I-O. And Don, we also like to thank our fine sponsor of the For the Love of Democracy Tour, Chad's Design Build in Madison, Wisconsin. Chad has been our sponsor all year. We've been on the road a lot, Tom. At least I have.
I've been there a few times with the crew.
You've been in there in spirit.
Here and there. Here and there. Grateful and privileged to be here at the DNC, at the United Center in Chicago. I just want to quote here the vice president when she spoke briefly coming to the stage, firing the crowd up. Again, paying homage to President Biden. Thank you for your historic leadership, for your lifetime of service to our nation, and for all you will continue to do. We are forever grateful to you.
Yes.
There's no name calling there. Where's the name calling?
And
where's
your team
the vitriol?
Sucks.
Where's it's right, man? Where's the nastiness? Where's the nastiness? Because that's got a lot of that from the megas, man. Got a lot of that from the RNC.
Yes.
Yes. Come on.
Some
man.
Negative tone directed at the other party, and I'm sure there will be. I mean, Sean Fain's wearing a
Trump is a scab
t-shirt. Yeah. You know, there is some negativity. It's not all joyous warriors, but even the tone, you know, you can trash talk with a smile on your face.
Certainly can.
I do it each and every day. So we've got Hillary Rodham Clinton coming to the stage very, very soon. And I wonder how Hillary must be perceiving this elective cycle. And Joe Biden didn't run in 2016. His son Beau had brain cancer. He considered it, apparently, chose not to run. Hillary effectively became the choice, and it was my understanding Barack Obama had encouraged Joe not to run in 16. And that obviously was Hillary's cycle. Well, tonight and soon, it's going to be Hillary's turn on the stage, and she might not have become America's first woman president, but she's about to take the stage and speak on behalf of Kamala Harris. Hillary Rodham Clinton, your 2016 Democratic nominee, wearing a white pantsuit.
Thank you.
She's taken the podium. We'll take you there now, live from the DNC at the United Center in Chicago.
Thank you all so much.
Warm ovation for Hillary Clinton in the bowl. Still cheering for Hillary.
A lot of love in the room for Hillary Clinton.
Thank you, my fellow Democrats. Thank you, my fellow Americans.
Scott.
Something is happening in America. You can feel it. Something we've worked for and dreamed of for a long time. First, though, let's salute President Biden. He has been democracy's champion at home and abroad. He brought dignity, decency, and confidence back to the White House. And he showed what it means to be a true patriot. Thank you, Joe Biden, for your lifetime of service and leadership. And now we are writing a new chapter in America's story. You know, my mother Dorothy was born right here in Chicago before women had the right to vote. That changed 104 years ago yesterday. Think about it. Tennessee became the final state. To ratify the 19th Amendment to the Constitution. The state legislature was deadlocked until one lawmaker's mother, a widow who read three newspapers a day, sent a letter to her son. No more delays, she wrote. Give us the vote. And since that day, every generation has carried the torch forward. In 1972, a fearless black congresswoman named Shirley Chisholm she ran for president. And her determination let me and millions of others dream bigger, not just because of who she was, but because of who she fought for. Working parents, poor children, the last, the least, and the lost. In 1984, I brought my daughter to see Geraldine Ferraro, the first woman nominated for vice president. If we can do this, Jerry said, we can do anything. And then there was 2016, when it was the honor of my life to accept our party's nomination for president. And nearly 66 million Americans voted for a future where there are no ceilings on our dreams. And afterwards, we refused to give up on America. Millions marched, many ran for office. We kept our eyes on the future. Well, my friends, the future is here. My mother and Kamala's mother could see us. They would say, keep going. Shirley and Jerry would say, keep going. Women fighting for reproductive health care are saying, keep going. Families building better lives, parents stretching to afford childcare, young people struggling to pay the rent. They're all asking us to keep going. So, with faith in each other and joy in our hearts, let's send Kamala Harris and Tim Walz to the White House.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Todd Alba joins us at 10:33 from the DNC. Hour number two, Dr. Kristen Lierley, now an official candidate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice Up Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.